Welcome back to Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin. Okay, how about a switch in the bedroom that turns on the coffee maker in the kitchen, or curtains that open and shut by remote control? Well, these days, some folks have computers to do those and other mundane chores. But back in the 1950s, you had to live in the all-electric house in Shawnee, Kansas, to enjoy such conveniences. The Kansas City Power and Light Company built an all-electric model home 50 years ago that was typical in size and style to the ranch houses popping up across America back then. And it put the latest luxuries at your fingertips.
You could push a button that would move a painting that was over the mantle, and that would reveal your television set. There's a GE refrigerator, which has shelves that you can push a button and they'll raise and lower so you can accommodate room for your Thanksgiving turkey.
Tracy Stites is curator of education at the All Electric House, today part of the Johnson County Museum of History. The museum welcomes as many as 15,000 visitors each year to the house. Ms. Stites says the most interesting reactions come from kids raised in the world of computers and video games.
They find something as simple as having a remote control painting in front of a television is just amazing, and they all want to buy the house. So I think the technology that really awed people in 1953 is still doing the same thing 50 years later.
But the price tag also awed potential home buyers. With its cutting-edge technology, the all-electric house listed for $42,000 in 1953, more than four times the average cost of a home in those days. But while the all-electric house never caught on, some of its innovations are now standard in today's modern homes. Imagine suburbia without the garbage disposal, the dishwasher, or the garage door opener. And for this week, that's the Living on Earth Almanac.